My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, I would say carelessness, just like a lack of intentionality, just kind of like coming as it goes. Yeah, and that what that leads to is like hurting others and missed opportunities. And so you may think like carelessness, like what? Why even confess that? Because it leads to other things that just weren't excellent. And so that was my miss this week. Tonight, I want to start off by talking to you about silver fulminate. Anybody heard of silver fulminate? No chemists in the room? Silver fulminate is this interesting chemical compound that scientists created back in the 1800s, actually. And what they found is when they created it, it was increasingly volatile the more that you gathered it together. So in small amounts, pretty stable. As you aggregated it together, became really volatile and explosive. In fact, they would say that if you gathered up just like the amount that would go onto a fingernail, like the size of a dime, and you dropped a feather or a droplet of water on it, it would explode. Just like this really explosive material. And so they really didn't have a lot of uses for it, except they started to put it in small amounts into certain things. And now I would argue that probably over 50% of you would answer, oh yeah, I've totally played with silver fulminate in my life. Who here has used poppets? Come on. That's right, 50%. I knew we'd get there. The commencement crowd here in the front, they're like, oh yeah, silver fulminate tonight. We're gonna going out with a bang. So silver fulminate is in these little poppets. You might know them as pop snaps or whippersnappers where I grew up in Missouri. But these little things, it's like a little piece of paper with some gravel that has been lightly dusted with silver fulminate. And so when you rub it together, it blows up. It's completely harmless. Well, almost harmless, in small quantity. So much so that you don't think anything of it. Like you can pull one out and it's like all together. It's not gonna hurt me. You get a little nervous, but no. I mean, I let my 4-year-old play with these, and my 2-year-old for that matter. Don't call CPS, I think it's okay. There's no child limit on this, but they love them. Now the reason why I'm talking about that is because these little poppets are like sin and confession of sin. And I want to tie it together like this. So last week, I talked about being careless and lacking intentionality. I was sitting on my phone. I needed to buy something online. So I get on this like buying site and I type in something completely innocuous. Like it might have well have been used auto parts. Like that, it was something as like harmless and simple as that. And what came up on my screen is something that I haven't seen in years. Praise God, thanks to his goodness. But I saw a totally inappropriate image of a woman for this like search. And I'm like, what in the world? And like shut it down. And I didn't tell anybody. So that's like, you know, now I got two snap pops. What are they called? Poppets in my hand. Well, 2 days later, speaking of carelessness, I'm sitting there right beside Laura. And the thought goes through, I was like checking on something else online, and the thought goes through my mind, I'm like, wait, did I really just see that by searching used auto parts? What in the world? That had to have been a total fluke. But I wonder if I'd get to see it again if I searched used auto parts. And so rather than thinking like, why in the world would I want to do that? My flesh was like, yeah, I mean, hey, it's kind of a freebie, right? Search used auto parts, it might still be there. And so I did. And I walked right into my flesh and Satan's trap, and I saw it again, immediately shut it down, praise God, like it was a little thumbnail image. And I sat there, and what started going through my mind was, hey, you know what? You searched used auto parts, you shut it down. You don't need to tell Laura. Like, you shut it down. You walked away from it. You fled. And then I keep thinking, like, no, I sought that out. Maybe the first time. But that second time, I went back to that. And so I was like, dude, hey, sweetheart, I need to tell you something. I confessed to her, shared about it, you know, what I did the first time, went back to it the second, even the mixed motive behind it. And she was like, I forgive you, Grace. I forgive you, which is such an amazing gift to give someone forgiveness. And then I'm like, okay, done. And I was like, do I need to tell my community group guys? I'm like, nah. I didn't sin against them. I sinned against Laura, if anyone. The Lord and Laura. I'm good. And I went to bed. And then the next morning, I'm reading the word and praying. And like all that's going through my mind is, you need to tell the guys, you need to tell the guys, you need to confess to the guys. And I was like, no, I don't. Yeah, I do. And so I text the guys and again, met with grace, like, hey, thanks for letting us know. We're praying for you right now. Our community group now does what Regen does, confess and pray. And in doing so, like totally disarmed everything. It just went away. I was forgiven, right? I was met with grace and they prayed for me. But the reason why I share all of that, maybe I should keep holding this, is because sin is like that. Like I've got this little snap pop in my hand. And what I think is like, all right, if I squeeze this, I mean, it's one thing to do this. It's like, all right, sound, whatever. It's another thing if you're like, okay, all right. Not that bad. But you get a little anxious because you're like, that's silver fulminate. And if there was a dime sized of it, I think it'd blow my fingers off. So you'd have a little trepidation in doing it. But you're like, you know what? It's small. It's small. And so I'm going to do it. And that's what confession of sin is. You do it early and often. You confess sin early and often. Because I think if I would have packed away that gunpowder, that silver fulminate, and been like, you know what? It's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal. And maybe I would have been holding, I would have said that eventually enough times to where I would have packed away about 50 of those things. And maybe I would have blown my hand off, so to say. But instead, you release it one at a time, just early as often. As often as it comes, we're confessing sin. That's what we're doing here in regeneration. Like we're confessing sin to each other, and then they're praying for us. We're seeking forgiveness. We're receiving grace. It's that little bit, one at a time. But I guarantee you, for those of us, and I know, I packed away sin, silver fulminate, for 12 years of my life, from 18 to 30. I lived in isolation and darkness. I didn't confess anything. I loved my sin. And it finally went off at the age of 30. And I wanted to die. It blew the sin, the compounded, aggregated, compressed sin. When it finally went off, I just wanted to die. I wanted out. Because of how deadly it was, because I hadn't brought it out and confessed it just one at a time, as often as it came. And so it became really deadly and harmful. So just an encouragement, no matter what happened today, last week, like me, whatever it may be, confess it, bring it out of the light. And I guarantee you, like one little poppet, sin small is harmless. Sin compounded brings death. And I get this from James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. But each one is tempted by his own evil desire. He is dragged away and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. The pattern that you see there in Scripture is desire, sin, death. Desire, sin, death. Every single time, desire, sin, death. And so you've got to confess it. If not at the desire level, certainly at the sin level. Otherwise, you're just compounding all of that sin, silver fulminate, and it will lead to death. But you get it out at the desire and sin level, confessing it, pop, by the grace of Jesus on the cross, his resurrection, you're free and forgiven. And it's gravel on the ground, forgotten, erased, forgiven. That's the hope of Jesus Christ. That's the hope that we find here at Regeneration. That's